Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. Add Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number. And first half hour was a beef that apparently I didn't even know what the hell I was walking into. And turned into one of the worst text, 30 minutes of text from listeners that we've ever had. But then we reset and everything's been good. So talked a lot about the All-NBA team. We talked about the defensive team. Very, very sportsy. Texture says, if MVP award was affected by playoff performance, would you now give it to Harden over Giannis, considering Giannis has been shut down regardless of them making the Eastern Conference Finals? I don't know that he's been shut down. The other night, he didn't put up a ton of points. I think he scored 25.
Yeah.
But, man, he impacted the game. Toronto's bench exploded. And defensively, man, he's making life tough on Kawhi. Whenever Kawhi's on him, I mean, it's really hard for him to do anything. So, yeah, and I do think at some point, I wish the MVP included the playoffs in all these sports. Because, you know, there's some guys that you would give it to anyway, but...
It's tough because, there's an even playing field when you're talking about the playoffs.
Right.
Or when you're talking about the regular season. Everybody's got a chance to play in 82 games. You know, I don't think that... And the other part of that is I don't know that James should have any less of a case than Giannis because Giannis is going to go a couple rounds further or a round further than him in the playoffs. I don't know.
They both have had good and bad games in these playoffs.
I've always thought...
And if Giannis had played the Warriors, he'd be out too.
I've always thought that the... The Heisman should be decided after the bowl games because I think back to when Vince Young beat Reggie Bush head to head. There's no doubt who would have won the Heisman if they'd taken the vote after that game. You know what I mean? So but with professional sports and having like a playoff, I think it's a little bit tougher.
Yeah. There are some times where, like the year that David Robinson won it, and then Akeem just pulled his pants down in the playoffs, and it was close enough before that where you go, but not a bad question at all. And Lamont says he's slipping. AJ the Broken is going overseas. Man, this management bleep has really changed you.
AJ the Broken.
Well, I don't know why it's AJ the Broken.
I don't know either.
I didn't see him wheeling in here today, but I think I've been trying to talk you into some of these kind of trips. I think this one's going to be fun. You throw a football game on it? And I think London's going to be a blast. I think we're going to have an absolutely good time. And then Hoffman's going to come back and talk about it. Maybe I will go overseas.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was a little nervous about the idea of it because I'm not a big sitting in an airplane for 9 hours guy, first of all.
That's one thing.
I'm not crazy about, going to... I don't like going places that I don't know. I don't know their culture. I mean, I assume it's pretty similar to ours. I figure if I'm going to travel anywhere, that's the easiest way to get your feet wet, right? Is to go to England. Isn't that like the most...
Canada, I would say.
Oh, yeah, Canada probably would be easier.
But for me, it's a little different because, you know, the wife's been there a bunch, got friends there who can show us around. So I feel a little more comfortable. But, you know, it's... To me, it's no different than going to New York for the first time.
Yeah.
You're going to a place that is big and there's a lot of people and you don't know much about it. And I kind of feel that way about London, but you know, it's also, you know, where it's kind of the original seat of civilization for the Western world. And it just there's things that I've seen on TV that I'd like to see in person. But there's not a lot of places in the world I want to go. London's on my list. I'd like to go to Australia. That's about it. Because
done.
Well, we're in London. I think we might skip over to Amsterdam for a day. That's doable. But yeah, I don't really want to.
My wife talked about going early, and like changing our flight whenever we get our flights booked. And
yeah,
going in a couple days early and going to Scotland.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah,
I'd like to get up and see like Stonehenge. That would be kind of cool. But I definitely want to either stay a few extra days or go up a few days early. Probably stay a few days afterwards. But I'm excited about it, man. So can I share a tweet real quick that
sure.
I just saw that Dan Wolkin tweeted out, which I wouldn't have seen because I don't follow him, but somebody retweeted.
How dare you? I don't follow Dan Wolkin either.
He says, ESPN just released its bowl schedule for this year. There will be 15 bowl games played after the college football playoff semifinals.
That's so dumb.
He says, this is a bad system. Guess what?
It really is.
I agree with you. Including the Cheez-It Bowl and the Camping World Bowl. Wow. Hey, and bowl games, for the most part, when we've talked about it before, the only real value they offer you is that you get more practice time. The playoffs mean something, and at times, like some of the New Year's Six bowls will mean something. Like, I think it meant a lot for Texas to go in and win one last year. I think it meant a lot for UH when they won one. But in general, even those, because so often you're getting these teams, they're consolations for teams who thought they were getting in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the rest of them. I'll bet on them because there's good betting angles, and that means I wind up watching them. But half-full stadiums, stuff like that, it's crazy. Let's take Paul's call. What's up, Paul?
Paulie.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
We're doing sports. What's up?
Not much. You was talking about the I don't know, man. I'm kind of confused about something. You're talking about the okay, kind of like the Pro Bowl. Why don't they play it a different way? I'll hang up and let you talk about it. I'm confused right now.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I didn't understand a word of that, Paul. Sorry.
He's confused. It's led me to be confused.
Yeah, that started off as something about...
Well, I think he's talking about the All-NBA team, and there's not a game. It's not like the All-Star game or the Pro Bowl where they play against each other. It's just it's basically like an end of... It's like, you know, the All-Pro team in the NFL. It's announced at the end of the season.
Yeah.
These are the best guys at every position.
Maybe he's saying that the All-Pro team should play against each other in a scrimmage instead of the Pro Bowl. That's me going out on a limb.
Yeah, I think your limb broke.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Snap.
Yep, there you go. Aaron just hit the ground. Yeah, I every now and then, there's certain things that I'm just not intelligent enough to understand. And
I think the guy just got nervous when he got on the air.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
It happens. And we'll clown him too bad.
All right. Well, somebody asked me, is there a promo code for Cheers? No, you just go to cheershealth.com. Don't need a promo code. You're good.
There's no promo code for TGS insurance either. Everybody can get the same great insurance and save the same money, an average of $870. That's what people are saving in 2019. If you've got a home, you own your home, you need to listen up. Grab your smartphone and let TGS start saving you some dough in under 15 seconds too. Here's what you do. You grab your phone and text the word money to 232323. That system's going to ask for your address. You'll reply back, and they're going to send you a full quote with great coverage within 15 seconds. And it's legit. I know, because I've done it. I'm saving money now with TGS. And if you just signed up to renew with your other guys, no big deal. TGS is going to handle that. They'll take care of the paperwork, the hassle. They'll get that. They'll make sure that those other guys, your old guys, send you that check in the mail to make up for what you already paid. You don't have to stick with it with what you got now. Start saving money. Fatten your wallet. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving big today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody asked, what will A.J. do if he has to sit behind a seat recliner for 9 hours? I fortunately, these planes are big enough that it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, international travel, from what I understand, is different.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll just eat a bunch of edibles before I get on the plane.
Yeah, that's out. That's the plan. Somebody says original seat of Western culture. Do you forget Greece and Rome? When I say Western culture, I mean the United States.
Yeah.
I don't care about that other stuff. And yes, I didn't forget Greece and Rome, but everything here started with England. That's why we had to kick their ass.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything here, as far as the United States.
Right, right. But I don't care about
that. There was some stuff going on here before England showed up.
Yeah, which we don't give those guys enough credit, yeah. But now we just give them casinos.
That's right.
But it's funny when I was in Canada for Canada Day a couple years ago, and they sing God Save the Queen, and my mother-in-law was asking me, did they do that in America? And it's like, no, because we had to kind of go to war with them to get away from them. You guys just did it all peacefully. So... somebody says London has video cameras every 20 feet and like three on every corner. So don't do anything stupid in public. That I know. Because
Listen, there's no way I'm doing any crime when I'm there.
No.
I'm not looking to get arrested in a foreign country.
No, not even England.
But I'm too grown now to get arrested in America. Yeah, I can't.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah, I've had my fun.
But I know that because every British crime drama I watch, they go to the CCTV to see everything. So it's like they have cameras everywhere. And it's like it's their go-to. And it's like, are you guys really that lazy of cops? Oh, we got to go to the CCTV. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. The best thing that caller said was, I'll hang up and listen. Hey, guys, please check out Sports Map today. For those of you who are going through TV withdrawal, now that Game of Thrones is done, I gave you 5 shows that I recently binge watched that are worth your time. So not like all time best, just some things that I've watched in the last couple months or caught up on in the last couple months. I'll give you a hint. Sneaky Pete's on there.
I'm now through 7 episodes of Sneaky Pete.
I think I'll just say season 3 as good as season 1.
Yeah. I'm enjoying
it. Season one was fantastic. Season 2 was good, but it wasn't as good as the first one. But you could probably guess the ones because Bosch I've talked about that's on there. And, I'll leave it at that. You have to read the article. Please go to Sports Map. We're working on another record month and would love to have you participate. All right. So next segment, I want to do this quarterback thing, if that's okay with you, because, I think it's a little unrealistic. So, oh, boy. I get people trying to give me history lessons. Hey, who did we beat in the Revolutionary War?
Iraq.
Who were wearing the red coats?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, go watch some. go watch that movie, The Patriot with Mel Gibson. Yeah, that's where I get my history from.
An Aussie playing an American hero.
A crazy Aussie playing an American. Well, and his like Heath Ledger was his kid in that.
Yeah.
My favorite. You know, there's always some line where you in a movie where you kind of go, oh, "What the hell?" There was one line where he's talking to the sister, and he asks if he can do something, and she goes, "It's a free country, or at least it will be."
And the way she said it, it's like, okay, we wrote this line, and maybe we should have written something else because it wasn't a free country. Silly. It's just one of those little silly things. Somebody asked, how's the Motley Crue show on Netflix? I didn't enjoy it as much as most people did. I just thought it was too one perspective. And if you checked out the show, the OA, I watched season one, and I thought the ending was worse than Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was just one of those. It's another one where you're watching it. And I mean, and they always talk about suspension of disbelief. There's always something. If something pulls me out of, and it, when it comes to fiction, you create a world, and it doesn't matter whether it's a world with dragons or whatever, but there are rules to it. And that's how you draw people in. Okay, this is believable because. This is believable because. But if you do something that's just so outlandish and so outrageous that it violates the world you've created, at least for me as someone who consumes that stuff, I just take a look at it and go, oh, you got to be bleeping kidding me.
Yeah.
This is dumb. Well, perfect example, Fargo with the flying saucer.
It ruined it.
That show, in fact, I haven't liked it as much since. Because you can, everything else that's going on is believable. And, okay, it's based in Minnesota, and we're doing the roughly based on a true story thing, which the movie was, I mean, very roughly.
Yeah.
And so we hit the true story is a flying saucer shows up in the middle of it, in the middle of this gunfight, and everybody's all, that is the perfect example that I'm trying to make. In fact, I think that may be the gold standard, AJ.
Could be.
Oh, boy. Try Bob.
Bobby.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing sports. What's up, Bob?
I don't recall the flying saucer in Fargo.
It was the second season. Like they were in the motel.
Anyway.
It was near the end of the season too.
You guys were commenting about getting into trouble into another country.
Yeah.
When you do, it is a distinct reminder that you are not home.
Well, where'd you get in trouble?
A feeling of hopelessness, and you go, oh, my God.
Where'd you get in trouble at?
Canada. Years and years ago. Had a foreign substance on me, and it was, hey, what are you doing here?
What are you doing with that black tar heroin, you hoser? Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you another one to watch. Have you guys watched The Killing?
I think I tried to.
It familiar.
I think I tried to watch it. And it didn't really capture me.
Right.
Yeah, it's. I have to be in the right mood for certain things. Like I people keep telling me, watch Chernobyl. I've got it recorded.
I just looked up The Killing. No, I haven't seen that.
But I just not in the mood to watch a nuclear disaster show right now. If that makes
sense.
Are
there days when you wake up and you're like, you know what I'd be into right now?
Nuclear disaster show. No, but there's times like I want, like right now I'm really enjoying, I'm pretty much done with Sneaky Pete, but I'm kind of enjoying crime dramas and things like that. That's why I like Bosch so much. And that's kind of what I'm in the mood for right now.
Yeah.
And I probably won't watch any fantasy for a while after Thrones. But somebody says Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. It was aliens at the end. That's a good example.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. It always feels like not only is it destroy your suspension of disbelief, but to me it always feels like just lazy ass writing.
Yeah, like when they put Bran on the Iron Throne.
Hey, I still don't know what to make of that. I really feel
you know exactly what to make of it.
It's just his character. I don't even know what he is. That whole thing, even with him and the Night King, I really don't know what that was about, and I'm going to have to wait for the books to figure it out, I think, because they didn't really explain it very well. But that, you know, that I don't think that's a fair example, but oh well.
All right, guys. If you are struggling in the gym, you're struggling at work, you're struggling in the bedroom, could be low testosterone, and after 30, men begin to experience a gradual decline in testosterone. It just happens. You might be tired at night. I mean, more tired than normal. It's not a big deal. It's highly treatable, and it'll restore your quality of life. And they can do it all at the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. And it's quick, it's easy, and they're not talking about injections. You don't have to come in every week and get a shot. Nobody wants to deal with that. No one wants to deal with all the side effects of those shots either. The synthetic injection can damage your fertility, cause dependency, and even long-term health issues and shrinkage. The Y Factor, they've got a way out. They've got a way to get your body producing its natural testosterone again. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Northwest Houston, and down south in Webster. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Booking appointments now, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book it online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Mont says, Fred, it seems like you're a snob. I am. For 7 years, I've heard you recommend shows to people, and we all run and watch. You all don't run and watch. AJ still hasn't watched a bunch of stuff that I've suggested.
I only watch stuff that that looks interesting to me.
And he says, the minute someone recommends a show to you, you grade the show like a Hollywood professor and typically say meh or That's not true. There's been a lot of shows that people have suggested to me that I've gone and watched that I loved.
You are a snob, though.
I make no bones about it. When it comes to TVs and movies, yes. But I'll give you a really good
example. I'm a man of the people.
But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I like a show that you guys recommended to me that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the perfect example. Everybody kept telling me how great Billions was. And, it's even better than Game of Thrones. You'll love this show. And first off, never tell me that because, well, you might be able to tell me that now. But at the time, I sat through 9 episodes of that and finally said, what the hell am I missing? Because this show is not good. Homeland's another one. Everybody told me to watch Homeland.
Yeah.
At the end of season one, I'm like, this show blows. I'm out. And, if that makes me a snob, and he says, it seems like you don't take well to recommendations of shows since I've been listening, or you grade them more strictly. Not true. There's one on my list. A bunch of people said, you got to watch Bosch, especially since you like crime stuff. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I start watching it, and I took that recommendation from a lot of people. Lucifer, that's another one that I really liked that everybody kept telling me I would love. So that's 2 of the 5 on my list. I don't want to give up the rest of them because I want you to go read the damn article. So I think that's anything. I've had people tell me, I don't see what you liked about this. Happens all the time. It's just I happen to talk about it more. I think that's where it's coming from because I'm on air and I can do that. And that's cool. But I'm not going to, there's a lot of stuff like Longmire.
One
you recommended. A couple people recommended it to me. Wasn't really all that interested in it. Then after you started talking about it, said, okay, that's enough people that I trust. I'll give it a shot. And I loved it. That's not one that I found on my own. In fact, there's very few of these that I didn't have recommended to me by somebody along the way. I think there's a couple that, I don't know. I'm not going to go back and look who told me about every single one of them. But, it's not, I don't think it's nearly as much as you think. It's just because I'm on radio and I talk about it.
Right.
And I give suggestions and I write about it. And I've kind of evolved into semi-critic on Culture Map and Sports Map, which I enjoy doing. So, but it's not, like, today Eric Sandler made a couple of suggestions that I'm going to go check out.
Okay.
When I tweeted that out. So, I'm a snob when it comes to TV and movies. I have things that I like, and I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. I think you should be a snob when it comes to sports. I think being a snob is not a bad thing, in my opinion.
Maybe not.
And that's because I am a snob. If I weren't a snob, then I'd probably say, oh, what a horrible human being you are for being a snob. Now I've burned too much of this segment for us to go through the quarterbacks. It's going to have to wait.
It's
going to have to wait till 6 o'clock. Because if I start it now, it's going to mess up Gym of the Day. And because it's going to take a full segment, I think. Because what I want to do is go through and give you the quarterback. And first question for you is, do you care or don't care? And if we don't care, we're skipping down to the next one.
Okay.
And then when we do care, we're going to go through the numbers. And the second part of the quiz is how close you think they are.
Okay.
But I guess we could just talk Texans OTAs for the next. Oh, somebody says, isn't Jump the Shark from Happy Days the gold standard? That was certainly the first one. So, and 281 says, completely agree. You have to add or subtract from the story or characters based on the reasonable conditions set by the universe at the beginning of a story. I'm glad so many people get that. Because I do run into, and
I don't like when people say, oh, that's unbelievable to you, but there's dragons and no. I mean, we've talked about that before. Like, I understand that it's a fantasy world. I get that. But that doesn't mean that you can just do whatever you want without explaining it.
Well, and to me, that's bad writing. And that's one of the things that, you know, I'm learning creative writing classes, and I've actually taught a couple creative writing classes. And that's one thing you have to encourage people to do, because a reasonable reader will make a lot of allowances. I mean, yeah, let's start off with the fact that there's a chick who came out of fire with dragons.
Yes.
All right, but in the reality that was created, that makes perfect sense. And once you have to accept that reality, and basically as you consume it, I'll also say this, if you enjoy stuff like flying saucers showing up out of nowhere in Fargo, and you take something away from that, your hour and a half that you sat and watched that, you enjoyed it, there's no problem with that.
Right.
Dallas Drew wants to know, what's everyone's problem with me today? Did I bleep somebody's girlfriend or something?
Yeah, why is everyone so salty with Freddie?
I don't know. And
it's disrespect.
Yeah. And so he says, Rick and Morty's my go-to. Yeah, that's just... And let's be honest, that is just pure nonsense at times, but it's brilliantly created nonsense. And when you have a world with multiple dimensions that the guy can jump through, then almost anything is possible. But it's funny because he's brilliant. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And 4-9 said, I started watching GOT before season 3 because you guys used to talk about it way before it was as big as it is now. I do think we, you know, I think we got a lot of people into that show.
Oh, I think so too. But I'm sure people would have gotten into it by now anyway.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it season 1. And
yeah. Because I think we started about midway through season 1 is when it started, because I had actually heard Lance Zierlein talk about it in just kind of in passing. And then I started reading some stuff, and I binge watched the first 6 episodes of season 1. I remember that. Did it in a weekend, and I was hooked. And I think you started watching right about the same time. I think you might have watched a few episodes before me.
Of which one?
I think Game of Thrones. You might have started a week before me on that one.
I started when it started.
Okay, yeah. So that's
the wife had already read the books and was already into it.
Okay, yeah. Because that I think there's always been a little confusion there, because you always thought you told me about Banshee, and that was the opposite. But Game of Thrones, you told me about.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so I binged the first 6, and then we started talking about it. Back then, we had the 24-hour rule. So,
I want to read an excerpt of something. Jason Barrett, he posted a thing on his website. Why was sports radio obsessed with Game of Thrones? And it was talking about the people who, I mean, like us, who have embraced pop culture and have made it a regular part of our show. And then there's some people who are dead set against it. And I thought it was funny that there was some local mentions in here.
Oh, really?
Armin Williams, who recently took over as PD at 610, said he feels like the NFL is always a safer content choice for his hosts than pop culture topics. Every market has its own content filter of what's important to the listener. We're in Houston, Texas. There's the phrase often used in our industry, NFL is king. We're an NFL city with a team that made the postseason last year, and they have a franchise QB. All of those factors and more play into the decision of what is attractive to talk about on a daily basis. So basically, because the Texans are so great that 610 says, we're not going to talk about Game of Thrones. We've got the Texans to talk about. Imagine working there.
I'll be honest. I consider us pretty creative people. I don't see any way we could do 3 hours of Texans talk.
I would have a really difficult time. I'd also have a really difficult time just being happy at work.
Oh, yeah. I'd be miserable. All right. Let's break down Bill O'Brien's comments one by one. Alex says, I disagree with everything you say except AJ. He's always right. Hashtag don't be a snob. LOL.
Thank you. AJ is always right.
Home Dudes mentions Ray Donovan. That's another one that I got to the end of season one, and I'm just like, it started out really good, and then it just started evolving and all this stuff with his dad, and it's just, you know, and as somebody who consumes this stuff, I have to have somebody to root for in the show. I have to have somebody I like, and if I don't, yeah, it's just, and yes, if that makes me a snob, so be it. But yeah, I can be snobbish about it. But I watch a lot of stuff, and I try to think of it as, you know, from the perspective of, you know, if I were writing this episode, how would I write it? I look at things a little differently, and I have, and like, we all have different things we like. Like, I don't have to see boobs in a show to like it.
I mean, it makes it easier.
I almost,
it jumps out at you and says, "Oh yeah, but you've changed in the, since we've been doing the show. You've changed."
I just kind of feel like almost every sex scene is useless in a show for me, because how is it moving the story? I mean, if there's something that happens with it, yeah, but...
What about the sex scene in season one of True Detective where Alexandra Daddario took her top off and they fell perfectly in Woody Harrelson's face? That didn't move the story for you?
No, it didn't, but it was eye candy. It was eye candy, and that's fine to throw eye candy in sometimes. But
that moved me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, I got other avenues for that. But no. I'm not saying never do them, but like car chases.
Yeah.
What does a car chase really add to anything? Or the foot chase? Every show does it. Every show I like does it. But why do I need a car chase?
Did you notice how far into Sneaky Pete are you?
I think I'm on, I'm like two away from being done.
So you saw the one where they met her in the parking lot and then she took off?
Yeah.
And then the next episode, they just start at the end of the chase that would have been.
Yeah.
So they just skipped the whole police or the whole car chase. Yeah, I like it.
I do. I think
I don't need that.
And I wish people would do more of that. Like let's skip the car chase.
There's just a lot of wasted time in some shows.
Yeah.
And that's what pissed me off about this season of Game of Thrones. It was a lot of wasted time. That dragon ride, that was wasted time. Walking around in the streets for 15 minutes. To start off the last episode, Tyrion kicking around ashes and stuff, that's wasted time. I don't like that.
Yeah, I think I thought that was, well, the dragon ride, I agree on. It's kind of like, okay, why do I need to see this? And then, oh, we have the big kiss. It's like, Okay, we already know they're together. And again, it's not like I don't know. I just think there's a lot of tropes out there that we could get rid of. And the shows that do get rid of those things, those are the ones I like the best. It's when I get surprised. And it happens a lot now. I think we have the most creative television we've ever had.
Yeah.
And we really do. I mean, we talk about the Golden Age, and I think it all started with The Wire and The Sopranos. But some of the things that we've seen over that stretch are fantastic. And they can do that because they're not on network, too. And it's just the whole landscape's changed, and I think it's only going to get better. Although, my one concern, at some point, if they start going back to all the old material, like the movies are doing now.
Yeah.
Where we're doing remakes and stuff like that. Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll do a gym of the day, and then we'll get back to sports at 6 o'clock. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Deep in the jungle, camouflage.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Q
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Head out to the second annual MicroZeer Heisman Players Weekend, June 20th through 23rd. All benefiting the MicroZeer Cancer Foundation. A weekend full of former Heisman winners and events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse, a father-son lunch with the athletes, and memorabilia show at the Wyndham. Reserve your spots and get your tickets now at hometeamevents.org. Before we get to the gym of the day, can I ask a favor of the Blitzers? If you bought any of our audiobooks, AJ's or mine, or AJ's and mine, and have enjoyed them, could you, we need some test, 550.
Excuse me.
Latest you've ever done one. We need some testimonials for our new audiobook website, which is almost complete, and it's really badass. I'm not going to start talking about it until it's finished. But we need a few testimonials from people who've used it, and we'd love to get some of those. So if you enjoyed one of them or you enjoyed your experience on the site, just email me, fower975@gmail.com, and you might show up on our website. So appreciate it. All right, so let's do the Zad Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zad Eye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Can we do the Pooh Girl as Jim? Because it's hard to describe on...
Oh, it's not that hard to describe.
All right, well, I'll let you describe it then.
Let me pull the video up so I can do a play-by-play.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this... Gotcha. I don't know if is it appropriate to tweet out.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do I care? What's appropriate? There is a lady who apparently has to go to the restroom really bad, and she can't. She can't hold out until she gets off the elevator. Mm. And basically, you see her struggling. She's wearing a skirt, by the way, and apparently either a G-string or no underwear. And knowing that she's going to have to run, she takes off her shoes. And right as the elevator door is about to open, she just lets it all out on the floor of the elevator.
It's got to be a little drunkenness there, right?
I don't know. I mean, she looks fairly well put together.
Yeah. Well,
they call that irritable bowel syndrome, Fred.
I think every one of us have been in that position where you're in a rush and... You don't know if you're going to make it. And let's be honest. Most of us have not made it once or twice right. in our lives. It would really suck for it to be caught on camera.
Yeah.
Now, at least with men, you're wearing pants. So
right.
unless you're wearing white pants, people probably aren't going to see it. But yeah, that's pretty hardcore, but the video's out there if you want to see it.
I just tweeted it.
Okay, so AJ tweeted it.
I'll be honest. I mean, I feel horrible for her, but it's also hilarious at the same time.
It is funny, yeah. It's just, I mean, you got caught in an elevator. It happened. The rest of us are going to laugh at you. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad for her because there's...
I wish her face was out there so we could publicly shame her.
She is very well put together.
She doesn't look bad. I
might even call her a smoke show.
You wouldn't call her a smoke
no,
show?
No, I said I might even.
That's what Barstool called her, a smoke show.
Yeah, that's okay, but I need to see the face before I can go 100% with that.
Yeah.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Gabriel asks, would it be fair to say you guys are more about story and characters than action in the TV shows you watch?
I am
to it. But also, there are some things that I just want action, like John Wick. The John Wick movies, I just want to see people get shot in the head. And I enjoy that for some reason. But I know that's what I'm going for.
I'm not going for great story and certainly not great acting with Keanu Reeves, but I'm just going to see creative ways that they're going to shoot people. And but for the most part, no, I really enjoy great writing, great acting, great storytelling. And yeah, and it doesn't matter what genre, because I'm pretty much I like great westerns, I like sci-fi, I like fantasy, I like, you know, the Marvel movies. I just want to see great writing. I want to be entertained, and I like to be surprised. And that's, you know, for so long, that's what Thrones was.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I think that standard was probably not going to be able to hold up for 8 seasons. And that's the other thing too about so many of these shows. Like, so few, like Banshee said, I'm shutting it off here. The story's told.
Yeah.
And you're left wanting more. Most of them are that if you're successful, they're going to keep renewing you. And Walking Dead should have ended 5 years ago.
But people still watch.
No, people still watch it. It makes some money. And I'll at least give HBO credit for saying, okay, we're cutting it off here. Because that, I haven't seen the number yet, but I know they lost a ton of subscriptions as soon as it ended.
Oh, no doubt.
So there's always that balance between let's keep making money off of this and we need to tell this, finish telling the story in a proper way. That was a cough.
Oh, sort damn.
Of. That was not a burp.
I thought it was a.
No, here's the thing.
A cough burp.
This is one of those. I had some dental work done this morning, so I'm drooling a lot. And so I'm swallowing.
Spit cup?
No, I'm not, but I'm basically swallowing it. So that's what happened. I swallowed.
Gross.
No, what am I supposed to? It's just my own spit. Come on. So I've been, as I swallowed it, that's what happened there. Yeah. And at least it wasn't anywhere near what I had done a couple weeks ago. But I will be having, I've got to have like.
A major surgery?
I have two of them, actually.
A jaw replacement?
No, not quite that, but I've got to have, I've got to get another tooth pulled out.
Oh,
which is not going
to
be fun.
You're going to run out of those things.
Yeah, well, but I'm going to get implants and stuff, so I'm going to have to go to an oral surgeon for that.
I'm saving up for my wife to get them.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Chad, who last year was working two jobs, trying to make some ends meet, and he was struggling. He wasn't making nearly enough money. In February, he started his IT career. Now he's making more money doing something that he loves. If you don't love what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no big deal. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. That's all you'll need to start your new career. And it's more than a school, because they're going to help you get into the industry, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.